Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. As candidates posture themselves in the electoral background, the opposition parties have taken up another fight, the one against the electronic voting machines or the EVMs. A united opposition led by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu in a press conference yesterday said that it would be all the more pertinent to count at least 50% of the voter verified paper audit trail or the VVPATs. The party leaders, who included Aam Aadmi Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal, Congress leaders Kapil Sibal and Abhishek Singhvi, also said that they would take up the issue in the Supreme Court. The press conference comes amid raging controversy over voter deletions and EVM malfunctioning that were reported during the first phase of polling of the Lok Sabha elections. Now, according to the TDP chief, paper trail is indispensable for the EVMs and the confidence of the voter can only be restored through paper trail machines. Referring to the top court's 8th April direction that the VVPAT's count be increased to 5 from 1 EVM per assembly constituency, Naidu said that we are not satisfied and that we will file a fresh petition or move a review petition. The chief minister during the first phase of elections in his state had raised the issue of faulty EVMs and complained to the election commission about the level playing field being disturbed. Meanwhile, Congress spokesperson Abhishek Manu Singhvi at the Sunday presser hit out at the EC for not paying adequate attention to the matter. The leader said, and I quote, that if you press the button before X party, the vote goes to the Y party and the VVPATs display only for 3 seconds instead of the 7 seconds. Now, Singhvi was referring to the recent row that was sparked over the EVM malfunctioning in a polling booth in Uttar Pradesh's Bijnor constituency. According to the claims, the EVM button when pressed for the BSP would result in votes for the BJP. The EC, however, had rubbished the claims a day after BSP Supremo Mayawati urged the poll panel to find a solution to people's satisfaction. A complaint at that time was also lodged against a BSP agent at the polling booth for allegedly spreading what is called fake news. However, the EC has yet to resolve cases of arbitrary voter deletions which were reported during the first phase, particularly in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The fate of the cash-strapped Jet Airways will be decided today in a crucial meeting with SBI over disbursement of funds for its day-to-day functions. The airlines was hit by a fresh bout of crisis on Sunday after its pilots' body, the Guild, which is around 1,100 pilots as its members, decided to stop flying from 15th April in protest against non-payment of salaries since March. The body, however, deferred the no-flying call to a later date in light of today's meeting. The pilots, along with engineers and senior management, have not received salaries since January, and the debt-ridden carrier has also not paid the March salary to employees of other categories as well. The employees now are set to stage a protest at Mumbai's Siroya Centre today. Pakistan has said that it was hoping for a re-engagement with India after the Lok Sabha election, noting that structured dialogue would enable the two countries to understand mutual concerns, resolve outstanding disputes, and build the edifice of durable peace and security in the region. The Pakistan's outgoing High Commissioner, Sohail Mahmood, said in an interview with the news agency PTI, and I quote, that we hope for re-engagement after the elections in India. Diplomacy and dialogue are indispensable. Mahmood also added that a narrative is needed that captures the reality in Pakistan objectively and more fully. A narrative, he said, that also helps recognize opportunities for peaceful, cooperative and good neighborly relations. Now, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in an election rally in Uttar Pradesh's Moradabad district, once again hit out at Pakistan over the Pulwama terror attack. Referring to Pakistan, Modi said that when they made their second mistake in Pulwama, we entered their home and conducted the airstrike. They also know that if they commit another mistake, there will be real trouble for them. In his rally address, the Prime Minister also assailed BSP Supremo Mayawati for seeking votes for a candidate who had called B.R. Ambedkar Ambedkar a land mafia and also attacked the opposition alliance, saying the Maha Milawat will face a Maha Giravat, a grand fall in the Lok Sabha elections which are underway. Amid the uncertainty over an alliance with the Congress in the Lok Sabha polls, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Sunday has said that his party will do anything to save the country from Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. The country is in danger. We will do anything to save it, and our effort to save the country from Narendra Modi and Amit Shah will continue, the AAP Supremo said during a press conference after a meeting of opposition parties over the VVPAT issue. Congress leader and senior advocate Kapil Sibal, who was also present on the occasion, however, dodged questions on an alliance with the AAP and threw the ball in Kejriwal's court, saying he knows better. Right, with this we come to end of today's podcast, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to follow news18.com for more updates and also to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.